Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from the Dalles Wetonka High School football field where your Warriors will be taking on the Irrigan Knights. This is a home game, technically, I think, for Irrigan. They've been doing all the preparation for the game anyway, and I have a program that's definitely an Irrigan program with the Warriors as the visiting team, but it's effectively a neutral site here about an hour and a half or so from Irrigan and, of course, a couple hours from Amity. Once again, we've got the lights on here. The weather has cooperated pretty nice, and the sun is starting to set, and it's going to be a beautiful evening here in the Dalles. So your Warriors come into this game having graduated quite a few seniors that played critical roles last year. Of course, if you were following the Warriors, you knew that Lance Nelson started quarterback, and you had Colby Graham and a number of others in the backfield there and along the line, Jamie Stoll off the top of my head, I could rattle off a few more, but effectively, you know what I'm talking about. The Brady Baumans and guys like that that were playing critical roles last year are now gone. And so Coach McGill has had to bring on and into more critical roles a number of guys who didn't have to play those roles last year. So probably the most obvious of those would be Clint Hatch, who'll be starting at quarterback tonight. Clint was the backup quarterback last year, backing up Lance. And this year, he will have that starting nod. And, of course, Clint will be playing both ways. I'm not sure where he's got him on the defensive side of the ball. He'll probably play some linebacker, kind of middle linebacker, strong safety type of position where he roves quite a bit, doesn't get blocked a lot or hit too much. And you don't want your quarterback getting drilled. But Clint's a real playmaker on both sides of the field. Let me give you the starting offense and defenses for the Warriors. And I don't have all their positions, and I'll try to let you know as the game goes on where they're playing. On the offensive side of the ball, number 8, Harvey Hoff, is going to be starting along with Tyler Barrier, number 10. Mentioned number 12, Clint Hatch. Dylan Barber wearing number 16. Will Keene, the senior, will be wearing number 21. Will, of course, a great kickoff returner last year, had a couple that he took back for touchdowns. Brandon Wilson playing football again. Didn't play last year as a junior. He's back as a senior, number 26. Nicholas Emmingham, number 50. Yvonne Ramirez, number 52. Trevor Hall, 54. Alex Niseth, 56. And Landon Lauterbauer, number 78, are on the offensive line. On the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be Barrier, Hatch, Barber, and Wilson and Hall as well. Joining them will be Tyler Parr wearing number 18, Wes Streeter number 20, Brian Hatch number 24, Jonathan Mather number 33, and Tommy Jackson number 88. And so those are your starters for both sides of the ball. And tonight, the Warriors are going to be facing this Irrigan Knights team. Irrigan is led by head coach Steve Scheller. Well, and Coach Scheller is in his second year now. And last year was his first year in that program, and he came into a program that had won 16 games in 10 years. And so he's had quite a job to turn that program around. Last year, in his first year, they went 6-3 and then lost in the first round of the playoffs, so a 6-4 overall record. But 6-3 after winning just, like I said, 16 games in 10 years. And so he's done a great job of changing that program. And talking to Coach Scheller before the game, he also mentioned that he lost a lot of seniors. And so he's not really sure how his young guys are going to step up also and what kind of impact they're going to have. They've got a lot of pressure on them. So we've got starting lineups being allotted right now. Of course, the Warriors, as Coach McGill always does, he's got them in the locker room while starting lineups are being announced, and that's a little confusing for the opponents. Irrigan players are kind of looking around like, why are we on the field and the Warriors aren't? So we've got about 9 minutes to go until kickoff, and so I'm going to kick this out to a commercial or two here and bring you back. The national anthem will occur at about 5.5 minutes before the game starts, and they want to get this game kicked off right at 7 o'clock. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Number 10, a 6-foot, 130-pound sophomore, Keith Fleming. Number 13, a 5'6", 140-pound sophomore, Zach Hendricks.
And another one of these around.
5'9", 145-pound junior, Adrian Roa. Number 18, a 5'7", 160-pound sophomore, Alex Miranda Walls. Number 21, a 5'9", 145-pound junior, Daniel Vera. Number 22, a 6', 175-pound senior, Austin Rice. Number 52, a 5'11", 195-pound sophomore, Joe Vandekar. Number 56, a 5'8", 190-pound junior, Tucker McAllister.
So Rice, Miranda Walls.
Rice, a sophomore, Walls, 5'11", 175 pounds. Number 58, Brady Harrington.
Rice, Walls, and Zacharias.
Number 70, a 6', 165-pound senior, Colby Crow. And rounding out the lineup of Knights, number 79, a 6', 240-pound senior, Parker Gale. The Knights are coached by Steve Scheller and assisted by Dan Burley, Jacole Arnold, Randy Hendricks, and Jody Saunders. The referees for this evening's matchup are Mr. Bruce Parker, David Cunningham, and Kevin.
You know
Hart.
Mr. Parker. You know Bruce Parker, guy in the white hat from men's
and
camp.
And now please stand and remove your hats for the playing of the national anthem. We'll get going here in about 5 minutes. A coin toss will be at 3. Just so everybody knows, the restrooms. We have restrooms on the east side of the field over by the dugouts, the red building.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior football. Excuse me. It'll be basketball later. Hey, I want to mention a few of our sponsors that we've got this year. We'll be reading some spots from them throughout the game. First of all, we're going to have some spots from supporters like Uncle Jack's and Country Insurance and McMullen Electric. And we're also going to have one of our other sponsors this year, First Federal, there in Amity. And so First Federal sent me a couple of spots this afternoon. I have not had a chance to cut those in. I'm going to try to do that at halftime so that we can actually get the spots that they have requested into the playlist for the commercials. So we want to thank all of them for jumping on and supporting Warrior Athletics. If you're interested in advertising during our broadcast, please, you can contact me at the school, or you can shoot me an email, either one, let me know, and we'll get something worked out. So we've got about 4 minutes to go here before game time. They're going to have the coin flip here at 3 minutes till, and then we will let you know what's going on with the kickoff and the return situation here. A couple of players to really watch for tonight, I think, as we look at the Warriors starting lineup. I think, obviously, a lot of pressure on Clint Hatch as a senior quarterback. We know that he's going to have his hands full. He's going to be running the offense. It's going to be on his shoulders at the quarterback position. And that's going to be an exciting thing for him. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. He's had a lot of snaps during games last year, games that were essentially over in the fourth quarter. A lot of times he would play that entire fourth quarter at quarterback. So he does have some varsity experience. But the it's a little different starting the game and being in charge. So the captains are coming out now. It's Barrier and Barber and Hatch, and I can't see who the other one is. Four captains for the Warriors and two for the Knights. Looks like the other one is Trevor Hall, number 54. Sometimes their jerseys ride up a little bit, kind of scrunch the numbers. And so there may be times where we have a little delay in being able to figure out what the number was. My spotter tonight, my son Nate Clark, helping me out. Going to be figuring out who makes tackles on a play so that I can watch the offensive flow of the game. Warriors, of course, will still be running their wing T offense. They'll go to an I formation sometimes, but it's just a variation of that same offensive package. Run a lot of different looks out of that base package. Love to get some misdirection going, faking handoffs, trying to get the defense to have to freeze a little bit before they can react. And that's really the whole goal of those fake handoffs and the different misdirections and crossbucks and counterplays that they're going to run. So I mentioned that Clint Hatch is one of the ones we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. I think also Will Keen, who will be seeing some plays at the running back position. Will really has game-breaking speed, and if he can make a cut, make somebody miss, he really has the ability to take it to the house at any time. He's a 100-meter guy, one of the best in our district over there, and the West Valley track and field. He really had an outstanding showing, and so for Will, it's really a matter of being able to make that first guy miss, hit the hole, and get himself out and going. So I think he's going to be a key one for us to watch tonight, and I think also on the offensive side of the ball, Brandon Wilson, who did not play last year. Here he comes out as a senior. I know he's going to be a little nervous for his first game action and very excited as well. On the defensive side of the ball, I think Jonathan Mather, the sophomore, number 33, just an outstanding athlete, a great hitter, and I think he's going to be one of the real keys to how the defense performs. A lot expected out of him as a sophomore. See what he can do on that side of the ball, see if he can be a real playmaker. And also another sophomore that will be playing a lot of minutes on the defensive side, two other ones, actually, Tyler Parr and Wes Streeter. Those three guys, Parr, Streeter, and Mather, really key players on that defensive side of the ball. All right, so coin flip is done. The Knights are going to be kicking off. And let me see who we've got back on the Warriors side of the ball. See if I can get a number there. It looks like Brian Hatch is back deep, and I can't see the number on the other side of the field. Looks like it's Will Keen. So Keen and Hatch back deep to take this kickoff, and Irrigan hasn't run out their kicking unit yet. They're still trying to get players organized here and calling for they want a different football. So they're not happy with the ball that they had out there. And so, as you know, in high school, you get to play with your ball. And so there are some a few different options that teams have when they choose a ball and what they choose to purchase. And so so in the case of Irrigan, they'll be kicking their football. We'll be returning that. And then as soon as that kickoff is completed, then somebody will run a ball in from the Amity sideline, and it'll be the ball that, you know, we're used to practicing with. All right. Big number, I think 79, Parker Gale, 6'1", 240 pounds, kicking off for Irrigan. And here we go. We are underway. A deep kick going to be taken by Hatch at the 17-yard line. He heads to the left side, trying to beat number three there. Cuts it back up inside. He's got a little room. He's out across the 35 and down at the 36-yard line. Nice return by Brian Hatch. He made number three, Omar Vera, miss. And Hatch gets it out to the – they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line. He took that at the 17, so it's going to be a 19-yard return for Brian Hatch. And now they're marking it back at the 35, so keep bumping it back a little bit there. All right, so just underway here. We got 2 seconds to run off the clock there, which is, Well, we got the announcer and the score clock guy trying to do them both. And so he was focused on who was getting the ball and didn't get the clock started. We'll be all right. There's the snap, handoff to Will Keene, hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of a yard. Try to see who was in on the tackle there for Irrigan. Can't get a look on that one, but he was hit by two or three guys right at the line of scrimmage as Keene tried to go off left guard there. And so it's going to bring up second and 11. Loss of a yard. Hatch comes up working under center. In the I formation wing T formation here. There's the inside handoff to number 26. That is Brandon Wilson taking the carry, and he's dropped right about the line of scrimmage. I'm going to say no gain on the play. Brings up third and 11. 79 on the tackle. That was Parker Gale, the big, as I said before, 6'1", 240. He takes up a lot of space on that defensive line. So Warriors have tested the inside a couple of times here. So we'll see what they do here on third and long. Hatch under center. There's the handoff to Barrier. Barrier makes one guy miss, and now out across the 40, down to the 40, out to the 44-yard line. He's going to be about a yard short of a first down. Nice carry by Barrier. Picks up 9 on the play. Brings up fourth and a long one. Warriors are going to go for it, I believe. From their own 44-yard line, Hatch under center. Hatch, the 6'4" senior quarterback. And we've got a false start, I think. They blew the play dead, and that'll change probably Coach McGill's options here in terms of what he wants to do. Let's see what the call is from Bruce Parker. No, yeah, it's going to be encroachment. Had somebody lined up in the neutral zone for the Warriors, so it's a 5-yard penalty, and that'll make it 4th and 6. So we'll see what McGill wants to do here, whether or not he's going to punt or go for this in his own territory here on 4th down. One of the nice things about early in the season is that there's not nearly as much pressure on making a decision like this, but it looks like they're going to bring the punting unit in. And last year, Clint Hatch was the punter. During his junior year, we'll see if that's what the situation here is again. Getting a head count on everybody. And Hatch is back deep to punt. Number 21. Looks like Daniel Vera back to return this for the Knights. There's the snap. It's a good snap. Hatch takes it. Gets off a nice high-hanging kick up in that wind. Vera comes up. Lets it bounce. Takes a good Irrigan bounce back across the 40. I think they're going to down that at the 43-yard line. So, nothing on the first series for the Warriors. Had maybe 7 yards of total offense on that first drive, and Irrigan is going to take over at their own 43. Hey, whether you are starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. Irrigan hit the backfield and dropped for about a 3-yard loss. It's going to be 2nd and 13. Wes Streeter in on the tackle for the Warriors. They didn't give us much of a break there, only about 15 seconds to change over. So we'll have to know how these officials are going to make this game move here in order to be able to work in our commercial spots. Number 22, the quarterback under center, hands it off to number 5. That's Zacharias. He's hit in the backfield and dropped for another 5-yard loss. Warrior defense getting great penetration. Trevor Hall with the play, getting into the backfield there from the defensive line position and blowing that up. Great job by Trevor. Quarterback is Austin Rice. He's going to work out of the shotgun now for the Knights. 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Nope, now he comes up under center. Single setback. Drops back. Looking downfield. He's wrapped up and dropped in the backfield. Great job. Brian Hatch was the first guy there. And Rice was able to make him miss, and then Trevor Hall wrapped him up and got the sack. Great job by the Warriors. This is fourth down and 15. No, excuse me. We'll try that again. Fourth down and 25 for the Knights. Three negative plays in a row by this Warrior defense. Just outstanding penetration. And that time, Brian Hatch coming from his defensive back position, blitzing on that, getting right into the backfield unblocked and blew that play up. So they're going to go out of the shotgun. Nope, they're going to go to the fake the shotgun and then punt the ball. Nobody back for the Warriors. They'll let that one bounce at about the 35, rolls up to the 38, and it's down there. So the Warriors are going to start from their own 38-yard line here, 8:03 to go in the first quarter. No score yet.
And they will get the ball back for their second
possession. So great defensive series there by the Warriors. Trevor Hall in the backfield on, I think, just about every play there, just doing a great job of getting penetration. So Warriors come out again for their second attempt here. First time, of course, they ran the ball three times and then tacked on a five-yard penalty for lining up in the neutral zone and ended up punting the ball. Clint Hatch under center. I formation now. There's a handoff to the deep back. I think that's Barrier. Barrier gets about a yard before he's brought down there. Brought down by number 10, Keith Fleming, a 6-foot, 130-pound linebacker for the Knights. So Warriors will have a second and nine from their own 40-yard line. Not a lot of surprises so far. Nothing tricky from the Warriors. Just trying to see if they can run against this fairly stout and large defensive line of the Knights. Hatch now drops back and rolls out to his left. He's got a bootleg. He looks downfield. He's got a receiver open. It's Huff, and it's incomplete. He had Huff at the 30-yard line of Irrigan, and Huff couldn't reel it in. Throw was just a little underthrown. Huff got his fingers on it but couldn't pull it in. So just when we talked about them kind of not really doing anything fancy, they run a bootleg out to the left side for Hatch. And, of course, Hatch, a right-handed thrower, has to plant that foot, get his body turned, and then throw the ball downfield. Threw the ball about 35 yards in the air there, and it was fairly accurate, and one that Huff would probably tell you that Huff would tell you that he probably should have had. All right, Hatch under center now in the wing tee. There's the handoff to Keene. Keene around the left side. See if he can turn upfield. He does. He's across the 50, down to the 45, and down to the 44-yard line before he's brought down there. And we got a flag at the end of the play. Came in late. Let's see what that is. If it's against Irrigan, that's going to be enough for a first down for the Warriors. It looks like they're moving the chains. Oh, it's a sideline warning. Okay, so you've got 3 yards, or excuse me, 2 yards. You're supposed to have your team back from the sideline, and that includes coaches. They can't get in the way of those officials, and the officials need to have room to run up and down the sideline, and that was what happened there is that the official got interfered with a little bit while he was trying to run and follow the play. First and 10 Warriors from the 44-yard line of Irrigan. There's the handoff to Barrier. Barrier cuts it up inside. Still dragging guys. Hold on to that ball, Tyler, and he does. He gets down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line.
And Tyler Barrier with a strong run.
It's going to be number 18, Alex Walls, on the tackle for the Knights. Warriors get another first down on that one. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line. Nice run there by Tyler Barrier. He broke it out to the right side and then cut it back against the traffic and got into the middle of the field. And he didn't go down right away. Tyler's a hard-nosed runner. If you've watched Tyler play basketball, for sure, you've seen that same type of aggressiveness. He brings that to the football field. There's the inside handoff, and looks like it is maybe Wes Streeter there. Have to see who comes up with that. Streeter with a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to be second and 7. Tackle made by Fleming for the Knights. So now the Warriors have shown a couple of different looks here, softened up that defense, and been able to get Keene outside on the left side and Barrier around the right end and back up into the middle, and they've thrown deep on him. Even though it was incomplete, that gets the defense backing up from the line of scrimmage a little bit. Hatch under center, Keene in motion. He takes the ball, trying to get around the left side, cuts it back up around the left tackle, and gets down to about the 26-yard line. Going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards. Bring up third and short. Looks like Fleming again on the tackle for Irrigan. So it's going to be third and a long two. And no question that this is four down territory for the Warriors. Coach McGill won't even think about doing anything else down here but going for it twice. Hatch under center. I formation. Keen on the right side. There's the handoff to Barrier. Barrier running hard, trying to get those dirty yards. He does, and we got a flag coming in. That could be a hold just based on when it was thrown and where it was thrown by the side judge who's looking right down the line of scrimmage there. And it is a hold, and it's against the Warriors. That's going to back them up. That would have been enough for a first down. So they're going to back it up from the spot of the hold. And they're going to say that hold was at about the 25-yard line. So they're going to push this back to the 35. And it will be third down and 11, I believe, when they get this all marked off. 5:06 to go in the first quarter. No score. Warriors and the Knights of Irrigan playing here in the Dalles on a neutral field at what used to be Wetonka High School. I grew up in this area. I had a brother and a sister graduated from Wetonka back in the 1978, 1980. So I grew up as a little kid on this football field. I actually played some middle school football here. All right. Hatch under center. Fakes a handoff. Escapes a little pressure. Throws the ball down the right side. It's hung up there. Peyton comes down with it, and then he's stripped and knocked out of bounds, but it's still going to be Warrior basketball. It's going to be Warrior football. Peyton Richardson making a great adjustment on the ball. Hatch's pass was underthrown down the right sideline, and Richardson made a great adjustment, came back to the ball, beat the cornerback, went up and high-pointed that, came down with it. As he tried to turn and make a move towards the end zone down the right sideline, the ball was knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Warrior football first and goal from the 8-yard line. What a great catch by Peyton Richardson, and he is going to be a weapon out there on the outside. Hatch under center, and Wes Streeter, the setback, he takes the inside handoff, bounces off one guy, and he's into the end zone. Wes Streeter with the first score of the Warriors' year. Wes Streeter, 8-yard touchdown run right off the right guard, and he just powered his way through there. Great run by Wes Streeter, and the Warriors are on the board. They'll go for a 2-point conversion here. Play is brought in from the sideline. And let's see what formation they come out in here. It looks like they're going to be in an I formation. Keen on the right side, right behind the right tackle at an angle. Barrier deep. Handoff's going to be to fake to Keen, and now the pass into the end zone, and it's caught. Can't see who the number is there. Caught by. Looks like Dylan Barber with the catch. And so Clint Hatch with his first score through the air of the year on the 2-point conversion, and it's 8-0 Warriors. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back after this message. Basketball. Still in my head. Warrior basketball. Preseason for me, too. Sorry about that interruption there. We're going to have to come back from that commercial. That is a long commercial, and we will make sure it gets played again later. Minute-and-a-half commercial doesn't work on a one-minute break. So, and sorry for the voiceover there on the commercial a little bit. We're still getting some of our habits back into order. All right, Warriors kickoff. Kick is fairly short, taken at the 23-yard line and brought back up to across the 40 to the 41. Nice spinning run there by number 33, Covarrubia. Looks like the tackle was by Seth Valencia. Nice tackle there on special teams by him. Getting the football swapped out there so that the Knights have their ball. And they'll take over at their own 41-yard line. So we'll see if the Warriors' defense can emulate what they did on the first series, where they were in the backfield constantly with their quickness and athleticism. Number 22, Rice under center. And the handoff to Covarrubia, and he spins up and picks up about 7 yards off left tackle. Call it 6 yards. It's going to be second and four. Tackle made by Tyler Parr, sophomore linebacker. Rice back under center for the Knights. Covarrubia in the backfield along with Walls. It's going to be quarterback keeper there. Nope, excuse me, Covarrubia on the carry. Covarrubia takes it up across the 50, and it'll be close to a first down. And they're giving it the signal that it is a first down. So just got enough. The nose of the ball across the yards to go line there and gets themselves into Warrior territory. Rice back coming up under center. Haven't seen him work out of the shotgun except one time. Oh, now he's talking to his tight end on the left side, going down the line and making some sort of play call change. Now he gets himself under center. Rice is a senior quarterback, drops back, throws a little screen pass. That pass is tipped and knocked down by Clint Hatch. Hard to throw a little flat pass over the long outstretched arms of Hatch. Hatch, a 6'4", playing some defensive end, linebacker there, and read that one out real quick and able to jump up and bat that ball down just like he would a basketball game, blocking the shot. Got Hatch at the left defensive end right now. Not a place you normally see a quarterback play, but definitely where he can be effective. Joining him there on that defensive line, Jonathan Mather playing one of the defensive tackles. And the other defensive tackle looks like it's Niseth. Rice with the snap into the backfield. He's met there and dropped for a big loss. Number 20, Wes Streeter in the backfield, blowing that play up. Going to be a loss of about 5 yards, and that'll bring up third and 15 for the Knights. What a fantastic play by Streeter. Read it all the way, blew that up in the backfield, and Streeter coming from the right linebacker position there in this defense. So once again, the Warrior defense stiffening, making a big play, and putting the Knights into a hole. Now Rice in the shotgun, Covarrubia in the backfield behind him. Three wideouts to the right side. Rice looking that way, under pressure, rolling out to the right side. He's going to run it. He's hit there by Hatch and brought down for a loss of about 2 yards. It's going to be fourth and 17. Another great play by the Warriors. Three white shirts in the backfield there and blowing that up. Rice had no time to set his feet and make a throw downfield. And then the rest of the defense closed out with Hatch getting the tackle. Coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Warriors leading 8-0 on a Wes Streeter touchdown run and then a Hatch to Barber two-point conversion. They're going to punt. Covarrubia with a low liner and taken by Barrier at the 30. Gets a block, gets to the left side across 35, now to the 40. Working his way up the sideline, kind of in slow motion. Finally, knocked out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. No flags on the play, so it'll be Warrior basketball. Or excuse me, I've still got basketball on the mind, folks. You'll have to bear with me. Warrior football there as they take possession with 1:48 to go in the first quarter. Warriors going to see if they can tack on here to the 8 points they've put on the board so far this quarter. And that last drive was a thing of beauty. They ran the ball well. They were able to throw the ball some and able to really get the defense back on their heels a little bit. All right. So we've got a little change of possession time here. The officials are getting everything set, getting the ball switched out again. Looks like they've done that, and the Warriors break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation, wing T. One back in motion, inside handoff, taken right up the middle and met after a gain of about a yard. He's going to end up getting two. Can't even see who that was that carried the ball. We'll see as he gets up off the pile there. Looks like it was. Looks like Jonathan Mather on the carry there. Mather into the game as the up back, fullback position there, and picks up 3 yards is what they're going to give him on that forward progress. So it's going to be 2nd and 7. Warriors up to the line of scrimmage. Hatch under center making some changes with his line there. Barrier in motion. Hatch going to hand it to Keene. Keene piled up at the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of about a yard, yard and a half. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9. It's like Gill with the tackle for the Knights. So 3rd and 9. A couple of running plays there without too much success for the Warriors. Got a play coming in late there from the sideline. They're going to have to hurry to get this going. Joe McNulty bringing it in, one of the ends. He's split out wide to the left side there. Hatch under center. Keen in motion from the right side. Hatch is going to keep this, trying to get outside. Does not make the corner and gets taken down for a loss of about a half a yard. It's going to be almost 4th and 10. And the Warriors are at their own 44-yard line. So we'll see what McGill does, whether or not he decides to go for it. Now, their defense has been extremely impressive so far, so that may give Coach McGill the confidence he needs, but it looks like he's bringing in that punting unit. Not going to take any chances here. Looks like number 21, Daniel Vera, is going to be back to return this Hatch punt. 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Warriors up 8-0. And we're going to have a false start on the Warriors. The left guard moved a little bit quickly there. And so they'll back him up another 5 yards. It'll be 4th and 15. And they'll be now punting from their own 39-yard line. Let me get a drink of water there so my voice will make it through the full game. Hatch awaiting the snap. Fake blitz there from the Knights. They're trying to get to this kick. Hatch gets off a nice low liner over the head of Vera. Vera trying to chase it down, picks it up at about the 18. And what a great tackle there by Brian Hatch, flying down the field, making a solo tackle in the open field on Vera. Brian Hatch, just a fantastic special teams play there. And that takes and puts the Knights back inside their own 20-yard line. They're going to start at their own about 18. Fantastic play by Brian Hatch. What a great job of getting down the field, squaring his shoulders, squaring up the runner, and just taking him down, wrapping him up right there at the thighs and making a really sure tackle. Rice under center. Two guys in the backfield. There's a handoff inside. Not much there. Maybe a yard. Looks like that was Mather on the tackle. And that was Covarrubia on the carry. Picks up about a half a yard. So that's the end of the first quarter. Warriors are up 8-0, dominating this game on defense and special teams so far. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with second quarter action. Hey, are you hungry for some great barbecue? Love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Well, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, she also does full-service catering, and it's available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. So, Warriors are going to be on defense here to start the second quarter. 2nd and 9 for the Irrigan Knights. See what they come out in here. They've got Covarrubia in the backfield. Rice under center. Rice inside handoff to number 5. He takes it around the left side, gets a nice play. Barrier misses the tackle out there. Runner still going, finally drilled from behind. Looks like Cade Silva chased that down from behind and made the play. Good hustle by Cade, but a big gainer there for the Knights. And that was Zacharias on the carry, 5'7" senior. Took a nice little inside handoff and ran that little fly sweep around the left side. First and 10, Irrigan from their own 37-yard line. Rice under center. Inside handoff, nothing there. Warriors sniff that out. Looks like Mather on the tackle again with a little help maybe from Hatch and Jordan Dykin on the tackle. So Warriors stuff that one for no gain. Second and 10 for the Knights. Beautiful evening here. A little bit of a breeze. Not too bad. It can be very windy here at times. And so far, the wind has not picked up here. It makes it a little bit easier. Another inside handoff. This one to number 18, Walls. He picks up maybe 2 yards. It's going to be third and 8. It's like Clint Hatch in on the tackle. Hatch having a very nice game so far. He's knocked down a pass. Had a couple of tackles. And we've got a timeout taken by Irrigan. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. 11:01 to go in the first half. Warriors up 8-0. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Got a timeout taken by Irrigan. That's their first timeout of the game. Warriors have not used one. It's 3rd and 9 from their own 37-yard line. Rice. Looks like they wanted to run a reverse. Nothing there. Trying to get outside. This is actually going to be Vera on the carry, I think. No, Zacharias on the carry. Gets a little bit around the right side. A little kind of a fake reverse there. It's going to bring up 4th and 4 yards to go for the Knights. Warriors up 8-0. Remember Wes Streeter with the 8-yard run. And then the two-point conversion from Hatch to Barber. Got a short little pooch kick. This is going to go off of the defender at about the 39-yard line. Let's see where they end up marking it. They must have missed the fact that it actually was touched at the 39, and they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line of the Warriors. So Warriors get the basketball, or excuse me, get the football back. Boy, it's hard to break that basketball habit. And so Warriors with possession now. I'm trying to make some sound adjustments. I appreciate the feedback that I'm getting. And I guess our commercials are coming in a little louder than my audio, so we'll bring my audio up a little bit. And that way you can adjust your volume there at home and not have such a discrepancy between my voice and the commercials. All right. Hatch under center. Handoff to, looks like Keane. Keane trying to get around to the left side. And he stepped out of bounds, and they didn't blow the whistle, but finally brought down at the 35-yard line, loss of 1. Keith Fleming on the tackle for the Knights. Be 2nd and 11 for the Warriors. Peyton Richardson coming in with the play from the sideline. Personally, I'd like to see them go back to Peyton again. They had great luck going down the right sideline to him. He's coming out split wide left now. Freshman is a fantastic athlete, great hands, and really makes good adjustments. There's the handoff to Barrier. Barrier off the right tackle, gets outside a little bit, still going across the 45. Now the 50, makes another guy miss down in the 43-yard line before he's brought down of Irrigan. A huge run by Tyler Barrier. Tyler does not do it with a high top-end speed, but he's shifty, he runs hard, and he is a determined runner. If you hit him, you're going to have to earn it to be able to bring him down. And Tyler, just one of those backs that makes you get punished for coming in and trying to tackle him. And so Tyler Barrier with a big gain there, 1st and 10, Warriors at the 42-yard line of Irrigan. Barrier now in motion, handoff to number 26. I think that was Brandon Wilson on the carry. And he picks up about 1 yard before he's brought down there. 2nd and 9. Number 60 on the tackle, that's Kyle Brown, 5'11", 195-pound sophomore lineman. 9.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Warriors leading 8-0, in control and moving the ball down the field. Hatch under center in the wing tee. Wilson the deep setback. Barrier takes a fake handoff. Hatch rolling out under pressure. Going to be dropped. No, it gets a pass off. This one's going to be almost picked off. Number 58, I think that is. It's either 50 or 58. Had a chance. I think it's 58. Harrington had a chance to pick that off. Went right through his hands. I guess that's why he's playing defense and not wide receiver, because that was about as easy interception as you're going to have. That was an ill-advised throw by Clint Hatch. He was under pressure. Should have just thrown that ball away. Tried to make a play while he was being drugged to the ground. But no harm done as the Warriors dodge a bit of a bullet there. It's 3rd and 9 from the 41-yard line of Irrigan. McNulty split out wide left. I formation now for the Warriors. Hatch under center. Hand off to Barrier. Barrier right side breaks one tackle. Falls forward for about 2 yards. Maybe three. It's going to be 4th and 6. So we'll see what the Warriors do here from the 38-yard line of Irrigan. See if they decide to run the ball again and play a little field position game, or if they pooch kick this. Richardson bringing in the play from the sideline. Hatch delivering it to everybody in the huddle, and now they break and come up to the line of scrimmage. Richardson split out wide left. Wing T formation. Barrier on the left side. Keen in motion. Keen, fake handoff to him. Now they throw out the flat to Barrier. He's got the catch. He's across the 30. Down inside the 26-yard line. And taken down there. First down for the Warriors. They needed 6. They got 7. Nice job by Tyler Barrier with the catch out in the flat on the left side. Turning it upfield and getting just enough yardage. One extra yard to get that first down. Ball spotted at the 26 and a half yard line. First and 10 Warriors, 8:14 to go. Clock stopped as Barrier went out of bounds. Hatch back under center. Wing T spread out a little wider this time. There's the inside handoff to Wilson. Pounds it up the middle, still driving. Takes 3 nights to bring him down. And he picks up about 4 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 6. Nice job, Brandon Wilson, going right at the teeth of the defense there and forcing them to really collapse in to stop him. That's going to make a play fake a lot more effective when you can pick up 4 or 5 yards right up the middle. Tackle that time was made by number 56, McAllister. Try to get some light up here so I can continue to read as it gets darker. Fake handoff. Now it goes to Wilson. Wilson up the middle. Big gain down to the 10-yard line before he's dropped there.
And Wilson up the middle for a first down.
That's going to be enough for a first. They needed 6 yards, and he picked up about 16. First and goal for the Warriors from the 10-yard line. Warriors moving the ball very efficiently. McNulty bringing in the play from the sideline. Got this Knights defense really on their heels. Been able to run right at them, as well as forcing them to have to cover the edge. And they've thrown deep once, a couple of times actually, completing one of them to Peyton Richardson. Wing T spread wide. Wilson the deep back. Ball handed to Barrier. He's hit the backfield and brought down by number 10. That's Fleming with a nice play there for the Knights. It's going to be about a 3-yard loss there. He had real good penetration. That's kind of a slow-developing play where there's a fake to Wilson up the middle and then a handoff to Barrier coming from the left side. A little bit of a delay, and when the defensive line gets penetration on that, it's very hard to stop them. That was actually Fleming coming from the left linebacker spot, sniffed that out. Was able to get in there untouched. 2nd and 13 for the Warriors. Coming up on 6 minutes to go here in the first half. 8-0 Amity. Hoff spread out wide left for the Warriors. Barrier in motion. Fake handoff to him. Hatch with time. Rolls out. Throws it to the corner. That might be a touchdown. Oh, they're going to say it was incomplete. He did not complete the pass all the way to the ground. I'm trying to see who that intended receiver was. I think it was Dylan Barber out there. Pass intended for him, and didn't complete the pass all the way to the ground. Nice looking play, though, right to the pylon on the right side of the goal line. So it's going to be third and 13 for the Warriors. Hatch under center, wing T formation. Fake handoff. Now it goes to Wilson up the middle. Ball's loose. And that's going to be recovered by Irrigan, I think. Yep, they're pointing Irrigan's way. That ball popped about 7 feet in the air. And Irrigan was swarming the play anyway to try to stop Wilson. And they recover the fumble at the 9-yard line. So, turnover for the Warriors. Switch right back onto defense here. Not much of a delay in the action. And we'll have first and 10 for Irrigan from their own 9-yard line. So we'll see if the Warriors can get some of that penetration they've had, get into the backfield, and see if they can blow up a play or two here and really dig Irrigan a hole. And we've got a timeout taken by Irrigan, I think. That was Coach Scheller trying to get the officials' attention, jumping up and down. Finally got him. That's going to be their second timeout of the game. And we're going to take a commercial break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Irrigan football deep inside their own territory. And the ball's loose. It's on the ground, and it's recovered by the Warriors. They're going to get it back at their own 15-yard line. That was Rice on the carry, spinning around, got hit a couple of times, and the ball popped loose as he spun off a tackle. He had a nice gain going there, picked up about 6 yards, and then the ball popped out, and the Warriors get it right back, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Quick turn of events. Boy, that's got to frustrate, the Irrigan coach there to call a timeout, have a nice play drawn up, a good gainer, and then to cough that ball up. Hatch under center, barrier in motion, hand off to Streeter. Streeter makes a couple guys miss, cuts it up inside, and gets it down inside the 10-yard line. Nice job by Streeter making guys miss. Streeter runs low to the ground. Not a real tall guy, maybe as wide as he is tall, I think. But, boy, he's got shifty feet and a real good start and stop to him. And he made a couple guys miss there. He gets 8 yards on the carry. Ball's going to be spotted at about the seven-and-a-half-yard line. Warriors on a second and short now. Hatch under center. Wing T barrier on the left side. Streeter deep. They give it to Streeter again. Left side. Plows ahead down inside the 5-yard line. That'll be a first down. Gets about 2.5 yards. Needed about 2.25. Should be first and goal from the 5-yard line. Just inside the 5. Nice job, Wes Streeter, getting those tough inside yards there. And barriers run well, and the fact that barriers in motion each time going left to right gets that defense reacting to that, and then you get those linebackers moving a little bit, making sure that they're worried about barrier getting the ball, and then Streeter just pounds it right at him. Streeter's still the deep back here in the wing T formation. Barrier in motion. There's the handoff to Streeter again. This time they're ready for it, and he breaks a tackle and gets in. He was piled up at the line of scrimmage. He slid off it, got to the right side, and Streeter scores for the second time tonight. This one from 5 yards out. And I'm telling you, from here, I would have sworn Streeter was down. There were about 5 black jerseys that had him piled up right at the line of scrimmage. He just bounced off of that. And we talked about it. He runs low. He's thick. He's strong. He's got great balance, great footwork. And it showed there as he bounced that ball off of that kind of cluster of tacklers, slid off and got to the goal line. High formation now, quick pitch out to Barrier. Barrier trying to stretch it out. Now he cuts it back up, gets hit, doesn't get back to the goal line. Probably should have just stretched that one out to the corner, but thought he could cut it back up inside. And that is a 2-point conversion that does not happen. So Streeter with the 5-yard run for his second touchdown of the night, and it is 14-0 Amity. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you are. Beautiful night here in the Dalles, Oregon on this September 2nd. Lights are on. field could use a little bit more lighting. It's a little dim, but not too bad. As the sun is setting, it's getting kind of dusky here. There's the kickoff. Silva drills a deep one. That one's going to go out the back of the end zone. Great job by Cade Silva. Just absolutely blistered that ball. Drilled it about 55 yards in the air, and then it had some topspin on it. So when it hit, it just kept on going right through the back of the end zone. And so that's going to put the Knights of Irrigan starting at their own 20-yard line. Nice job by Silva. Boy, if you can put the ball into the end zone at the high school level, making teams go 80 yards and taking away those big return possibilities from teams, that's a weapon right there. I'll tell you, that kick didn't get more than about 15 feet off the ground at any point. Rice under center, two setbacks, handoff to see who that is. It looks like number 33, that is Covarrubia on the carry, and he's brought down after a short gain of about 3 yards, second and seven. Tackle made by Jordan Dyke, the sophomore lineman. A lot of young players on this Warrior team. You got Dyke and Mather on that line there along with Silva. Guys are jumping around all over the place. Rice rolling out. Nope, gave the inside handoff there. Nice fake by Rice. I bought it from up here. Looks like it was Vera on the carry, and he's brought down after another short gain. It's going to be third and five. Tackled by Dylan Barber, senior linebacker. Rice under center now. Two setbacks. One wide out, out left. Fakes the handoff, looking to pass. He's got some time over the middle, and this is incomplete. Some bumping there, and there's going to be a flag coming in. Richardson's going to get called for pass interference on that. And there was. He was going for the ball, but his left shoulder made pretty solid contact with the receiver's right shoulder as he tried to get to the ball. And Richardson had a pretty good position, but it was in the attempt to get to the ball that he actually had the contact. It was late in the throw. So that's going to be a first down for Irrigan. It's, I think it's just a 5-yard penalty. Let's see where they mark that. They were, I think it's going to be a five. Nope. They're going to say it's a 15-yard penalty. Okay, so pass interference, 15-yard penalty. And because it wasn't a hold, it was an actual hit there. And so it's going to be first and 10 from their own 40-yard line now for the Knights. 3:30 to go here in the first half. Nice, pretty sunset showing up on some of the clouds here. Beautiful night. Inside handoff, and the running back is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Looks like, trying to see the number on that, looks like maybe number 10, Fleming, on the carry. Nothing there. Tackle was made by Brandon Wilson. Wilson in there along with Barrier and looks like Tyler Parr just kind of roaming around a little bit. Also number 88, Tommy Jackson in there at the defensive back. There's a quick pass out to the left side. Way, little too high there. I thought it was going to be way too high, but the ball came down. It was intended for number 21, Austin Rice, incomplete. Just a quick out there on the right side. And that'll bring up third and 10 from the 40-yard line of Irrigan. Warrior defense holding here, doing a pretty good job. 14-0 Warriors, 2:48 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half, excuse me. Both touchdowns by Wes Streeter. One of the 8-yard variety and one of the 5-yard. Rice drops back out of the shotgun, rolls out to his right side. Now he's going to try to turn it upfield, and he's hit and brought down by a number of guys. Looks like Parr had the first hit on him. He broke free of that one, and Mather and Hatch got there along with Brandon Wilson and finished off the play. So nice hustle, swarming defense there by the Warriors. Tyler Parr upset with himself. He knows he should have had that solo tackle, but it was his hit on Rice that really allowed everybody else to get there and finish off the play. And that's what you got to do. You can't rely on one guy to make that tackle. Everybody's got to swarm and help each other out. Everybody to the ball. Going to have a punt now, it looks like. There's the kick. It's a wobbly one off to the right side and out of bounds. Terrible kick this time by number 33, Covarrubia. And the Warriors are going to get great field position at their own 48-yard line. Hey, whether you are starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met at 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. McMullen Electric, getting the job done right. Warrior football now from their own 48-yard line. I formation. Barrier the deep back. Keen in motion. Fake handoff to him and gets it to Barrier. Barrier off the right tackle. Still going out across the 40-yard line. Down the 45. Then the 30-yard line. And finally brought down at the 25-yard line. Tyler Barrier with another big run. And I'll tell you, he just doesn't go down on the first hit. He's a hard kid to wrap up. And what a big run there. He's going to pick up. It's going to be marked at the 25, so that's a 27-yard run by Tyler Barrier. First and 10 Warriors from the 25 of Aragon. And that is what has really kept them honest tonight, is having to deal with Tyler Barrier, and that's what's opened up things for Wes Streeter coming out of the I-back formation. Warriors first and 10 at the 25-yard line of Aragon. Hatch under center. Man in motion is Keen. Fake it to him. And it's the up back taking it. I didn't see who that was. Looks like it was Mather on the carry. Not much there. I think he stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 from the 25. I'm gonna get a little drink of water there for my throat. Hey, we know Reg McShane's out there listening tonight. And Reg, we want to wish you a speedy recovery. Reg had a pretty significant surgery done on his eye, and he is recovering nicely. Got to go home today, and so we're excited to for him to recover and see him back around the school there. Barrier on the right side gets stood up at the line of scrimmage and finally brought down. It's going to be basically a loss of about a half a yard, and we'll call it third and 10. Excuse me. Reg wishes he was here watching the game. Would have loved to have driven the bus and been here, I know, and look forward to getting him back driving bus for us again on these games and getting his enthusiasm back on the sports sidelines. Warrior football, third and 10 from their own 25. Been stuffed a couple of times on runs now. See what they come up with this time. Slow coming out of the huddle here. Finally, they break the huddle and come up. I guess we had a timeout there, actually, officially. McGill was in the huddle with him. I didn't see him. He's kind of short in there with all those helmets. Quick timeout there for the Warriors. See what Joel's got planned here. 44 seconds to go in the first half. And that was probably the main reason he took the timeout, because he'd like to be able to get at least two plays off here. So McNulty and Keen split out to the left side. Two wide outs. Mather, the deep back, I think. And Barrier, the wing back on the left side. Hatch under center. Ball on the ground. Hatch picks it up. Gets a nice block there. Throws the ball down the left side. He's got a man in the end zone. Ball's picked off in the end zone. He underthrew him. Tried to get it to Will Keen and just couldn't get enough on it, rolling out to his left. So it's going to be number 13 on the pick, Zach Hendricks. And so Aragon will take over at their own 20-yard line. Second turnover for the Warriors. One fumble and one interception now. Last time they had a turnover, they got it right back on a fumble by Rice. And so we'll see what happens here. See if Aragon decides to play it conservative or if they try to air it out and get something downfield. With 35.7 seconds to go here in the first half. Looks like they're going to try to air this out. They got two wideouts left, one right. Rice out of the shotgun, drops back. The lefty throws down the left side. Richardson's down there and picks it off. Richardson downs the ball at the 48-yard line. You can't throw a jump ball to Peyton Richardson. He will come down with it. Peyton with great hands, high pointed that ball perfectly and picks off the Rice pass. Pass was just a little underthrown, and he threw it inside, and Peyton had excellent inside position there, and he was playing deep, letting the receiver come to him instead of running with him, and a nice play there by Peyton. Warrior football at the 47-yard line of Irrigan, so it'll be interesting now see if what's going to happen here, whether or not the Warriors just run this out conservatively or if they try to get another score here going into halftime. Two wideouts right, one left. Hatch under center. Had some movement there. They didn't call it. Inside handoff to Wilson. Wilson picks up about 7 yards, and he's down there. Somebody tore his helmet off. Clock still running down to 20 seconds now. Warriors not in too much of a hurry. They run a play in. Wilson out. Mather in. Hatch under center. Could be the last play here, 8 seconds. Hatch rolls out to his right side this time, throws the ball, and he's got a receiver, and he's out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, and that looked like it was Dylan Barber with the catch down to the 25-yard line with 2 seconds, and so Warriors will have a chance to take a shot at the end zone here. Wouldn't surprise me to see Richardson in there as the deep receiver, and here he, nope, that's McNulty coming in with the play. No timeout taken here by the Warriors. 2.2 seconds to go in the first half. Ball at the 25-yard line. Hatch under center. I formation. McNulty out to the right side. Fakes. Nope. Gives the handoff. Fakes the handoff. Barrier throws down the right side. It's overthrown and out of the back of the end zone. So that's the end of the first half with the score. Amity 14 and Irrigan 0. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back. Thanks for listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. We've got about 10 and a half minutes to go here at halftime. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you may be. A little summary of the first half here. Both teams kind of got off to a slow start on their first drives, and then the Warriors took a nice long drive down. It was highlighted by Peyton Richardson with a nice deep catch down the right sideline that set up a West Street or 8-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was a Clint Hatch pass to Dylan Barber that was good on the back left side of the end zone. Excuse me. And then in the second quarter, West Streeter on a 5-yard run after he got stuffed at the line of scrimmage, bounced it off to the right side and took it into the end zone. And a 2-point conversion attempt by Tyler Barrier came up short. And then teams kind of traded some turnovers there in the second quarter a little bit. Things got a little sloppy. There were a couple of fumbles, a couple of interceptions, one of each for both teams. And and so, you know, it's kind of that early season stuff you expect to see. Balls a little underthrown sometimes. Balls not being secured quite as good as they should be. And those are just things that you expect when teams haven't had any live action outside of practice and just getting hit by different kids and tackled in different ways than maybe what you've been tackled in practice. And learning to secure that ball is pretty important. And so so overall, though, good first half for the Warriors. They have a 14-0 lead. As I said, West Streeter with 2 touchdowns, and that's a real nice surprise there for the Warriors. Want to thank the different local businesses that are sponsoring Amity Warrior Football. McMullen Electric, Uncle Jack's Barbecue, Country Insurance, and Tim Harzma, and First Federal. And letting you know a little bit more about First Federal. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. You can visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. I want to thank First Federal. They've committed to advertising throughout football and basketball season this year, and so we're excited about that. And, hey, if you're interested in advertising, and sponsoring. It is $5 for a 15-second read-in spot, kind of like the ones that I've done for Uncle Jack's and McMullen or right there for First Federal. It's $10 for a 30-second spot, and you can have them pre-recorded. As Tim Harsman has had the Country Insurance ones that are pre-recorded, and then we've just added his information to the end. And so if you're interested in that or you know somebody that's got a business that would like to be a supporter of Warrior Athletics, we want to give you that opportunity to participate. Half of the proceeds from the advertising go into supporting the broadcasting of this, the other half to KLYC. And we want to thank Dave Adams and KLYC for providing this opportunity for us. This is not a big money maker for him by any means. But it's a great thing for our community, and we know not everybody can even make it to all the home games, depending on where they live and what their schedules are. And we're just excited to be able to help bring this into your living room or your car or wherever you are. And we had a great time broadcasting from the state tournament last year. Boys and girls varsity teams were down there at Coos Bay. That was great. And we're looking forward to just a great football season this year and bringing you all the action wherever it may be coming from. Really glad to be able to do that and help people be a part of the action wherever they are. So if you're interested in supporting that, or you know somebody is, have them get a hold of me. They can email me or call me at the district office, and we'll get that taken care of. All right, we're going to take another commercial break now. We'll run a few commercials here so I can get something to drink, and we'll be back to get you set up for the second half here in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYCAM McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. I want to thank you for joining us wherever you may be. We got about 2 minutes before the start of the second half. A little quick recap. Wes Streeter leading the way for the Warriors with a couple of rushing touchdowns, one from 8 yards out in the first quarter, one from 5 yards out in the second quarter. Two-point conversion in the first quarter from Hatch to Barber was good, and that's where we stand. 14-0 defense really been the story outside of Wes Streeter finishing off the runs. And the defense has just been blowing up plays left and right. And really, the only big play that Irrigan's been able to put together was a pass interference play. And that one, I think if Peyton had another chance to do that one, Mr. Richardson there would have probably been able to make that play without bumping him. But it was kind of a bang-bang thing and got the call. And that's really been the only play they've been able to get downfield. Warriors have just done a great job on just every facet. They've stopped the run. They've been able to contain. They've stopped the run up the middle, been able to contain it to the outside. They've got an interception. They've got a fumble recovery, and have just really done an outstanding job of containing this Irrigan offense. You know, we talked before the game started about a lot of pressure on Clint Hatch to do a good job of running the offense. He doesn't have to make a lot of big plays himself, but he's got to make sure that that those handoffs and the fakes get executed properly, and he's done a very good job overall. I'm sure there's still room for improvement there from the coach's point of view, but just from an objective view up here watching it, overall there really haven't been very many bobbled handoffs, or it looks like the timing is pretty good on everything, and that's what's really critical in running this offense. It's all about being able to get the timing down and the fakes and the handoffs and the sleight of hand. And you know, so the defense really doesn't know when the handoff has happened. And so far so good for Clint. He did get picked off once when he kind of sailed a ball into the end zone, a little high. And I guess they're going to put 3 minutes on the clock after that break. And so we've still got 3 minutes for the teams to warm up. So we're not quite ready to roll just yet. Excuse me, Amity back out on the field, lining up on the far sideline for me, and going to do a little jogging to the center of the field, a little high knee jogging to get themselves loosened back up. It's a little brisk over here this evening. I think it's a beautiful night for football. I think the players probably love this temperature, and it's been pretty hot for a few weeks over in Amity as they've gotten through their training camp preseason stuff, and now to have a nice cool evening to play football in, it's got to feel good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Be right back with the start of the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Getting ready for the start of the second half. 30 seconds to go here before kickoff. Warriors should be kicking off. They received to begin the game. And So they should be kicking off here to start the second half. See what kind of adjustments Irrigan has made, especially on the offensive side. Defensively, they weren't horrible, but offensively, they really struggled to get anything going. And, this was kind of what their coach Seller was talking to me about. He's got some young guys that haven't had to play the critical positions for them in the past, and this is their first test of that. Austin Rice, though, is a senior, their quarterback, and so he has some experience, but a lot of their other positions have turned over. Cade Silva going to be kicking off for the Warriors to start the third quarter. Silva, of course, last time he had a kickoff, drilled it, line drive that hit about the 5-yard line and then bounced on back through the end of the end zone and put Irrigan back at the 20-yard line, which is see if he can do that again here. I'm still trying to equilibrate here the sound of my voice and the sound of the commercial, so please be patient with me. Turn it up a little bit. Short kick this time, taking the 20-yard line, brought up the left side across the 30, hit at the 35, now drugged back, tried to cut back up the field, got back to the 30, and then he's tackled there. So Warriors will be on defense here now as Irrigan starts from their own 30-yard line. The return guy had the ball up to about the 34, bounced off a tackle, ran backwards trying to cut back across the field, and then was drugged down on by Brian Hatch making the play there. Hatch has had a couple of nice special team plays now. First and 10 Knights. Warriors in their base package, kind of a 3-3 look with a couple of safeties that come up on the far outside there. Inside handoff, pick up about 5 yards. See who that running back is. That is number 33, Covarrubia. Barrier on the tackle for the Warriors. Second and 5. So I thought the Knights might come out and try to speed things up a little bit and pick up the pace a little on the Warriors, but they're not. They're still running the plays in from the sideline. Number 17, Adrian Roa, bringing that play in. Roa now split out to the right side. Single setback behind Rice. There's a handoff to the right side on a sweep, and Peyton Richardson comes up and lays a hit on, knocking the running back, number 5, Zach Rias, out of bounds. Going to be just short of the first down, about a 4.5-yard gain there. It's going to be third and a short one. Good job by Peyton Richardson to come up and lay that hit on there. No fear for the freshman, knocking Zach Rias out of bounds, short of the first down. Rice in the shotgun with Covarrubia behind him. Fakes the handoff. It's going to be Rice. He's going to get the first down on that one as he dives forward off the right tackle. Picks up about 3 yards. First down for the Knights. About a 3.5-yard gain there. Ball spotted at the 43-yard line of Irrigan. Tackle made by Tyler Parr. But all Rice was trying to do there was find a little opening in the line and dive forward, make sure he got the first down, and he did. Coach Scheller for the Knights not happy about something, talking to the white hat, Bruce Parker, about it. And Parker just kind of shakes his head and walks away the other way, and I guess Scheller didn't get the answer he wanted. Rice now under center. He's got number 3, Vera, way out left. There's a run up the middle by Covarrubia. Going to pick up about 3 yards. Bring up second and 7 for the Knights. Warrior defense not giving up any big plays so far, but the Knights are putting together kind of a methodical, grinded out drive here. Rice under center. 2 running backs in the backfield. He gives it to the second one through. Plows ahead for about another 3 yards. This is going to bring up third and maybe 3.5 yards. Tackle made there by Jonathan Mather. Gets the stop. And like I said, just a methodical drive here. 3 yards and a cloud of dust on these plays. Warriors might be susceptible to a little play action here or something. Rice in the shotgun now. Fakes the handoff. He takes it himself. He's going to get the first down and a couple more yards as he plows ahead across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Clint Hatch. Brandon Wilson in on that tackle as well. It's enough for a first down. 44-yard line is where the ball is spotted. First and 10 Knights. That was just kind of a little delayed run out of the pistol by Rice, kind of something you see Russell Wilson do a little bit for the Seahawks. Rice, inside handoff to Vera. Vera, he's got some room to run around the left side. He's down across the 35, down to the 30. He's trying to get to the corner. Hatch meets him out there, and a couple other white hats get there with him and take him out of bounds. Big play by, no, excuse me, it was not Vera, it was Zacharias. Zacharias from the 44 all the way down to the 19. So a little quick math there would tell me that's about a 25-yard pickup for Zacharias. And that was a deceptive little inside handoff, kind of a fake handoff to the running back, and then a delayed fly sweep kind of by Zacharias from the right side coming to the left. And I don't think any Warriors knew he had the ball until he was 15 yards downfield. Rice under center. Handoff piled up for a loss there. Looks like that one went to Covarrubia. Covarrubia, and he stacked up for a loss of about a yard and a half on the play. Clint Hatch in on the tackle. Nice job by the defensive line that time to really stonewall that play. There was no hole there for Covarrubia to run through. Long drive here to start the second half. 12-minute quarters. We've already had 3.5 minutes go off on this drive, and they're only at the 20-yard line. Rice under center, back in motion, gets the ball, tries to cut it up, and he is drugged down from behind by Clint Hatch. Great play there by Hatch, catching up with Carlos Zacharias. I don't think Zacharias thought there was anybody coming from behind him. He was getting ready to make a little move and cut up field, and Hatch got the ankles and drug him down. No gain on the play. Great job by Clint Hatch to sniff that out and pursue that ball. Third and 11 for the Knights from the 20-yard line. Trying to get themselves on the scoreboard here. Pistol formation. Rice throws over the middle. Got his receiver down inside the 15 to about the 12. That is going to be short of the first down. Tackle made by Tyler Barrier. Nice little quick hitter there on a crossing pattern. Rice delivered the ball right on the numbers. Pick up about 8 yards on the play, fourth and 3 for the Knights. Rice still out of that pistol, short shotgun formation. He's going to keep it himself, turns it upfield, and he's probably got the first down there. I think he does. He picked up about 4 on the play. Tackle made by number 18, Tyler Parr, getting the stop. But it's first and goal from the 7-yard line. 7:18 and counting to go here in the second half, or excuse me, in the third quarter. Rice back under center. Every time Rice has been in that shotgun, except for once, he's run the ball. Now the inside handoff to Zacharias. He's stacked up at the line. Clint Hatch in on that. Not Clint, excuse me. That was looked like Dylan Barber, Tyler Parr, and I think Brian Hatch in on the tackle there. Three guys just stuffed the running back. Ball spotted back at the 11-yard line. Loss of about 4 on the play. 6:30 and counting here in the third. Like I said, long drive for the Knights to start the second half here. They've got second and goal from the 11. It's a handoff to Covarrubia. Covarrubia gets down to about the 6-yard line. Pick up a 5. It's going to be third and goal from there. Tackle made by Dylan Barber. 14-0 Warriors, halfway through the third quarter now. It's a long time for the defense to be on the field. 6 minutes of nothing but running plays and one short pass play. That's the kind of drive that I'm sure Coach Scheller was hoping for here to start the second half because they couldn't put any long drives together at all. They only got a couple of first downs in the first half. Rice looks like he's going to keep it, plunges down to about the 2 yard line, and it's going to be maybe 2.5 yard line. It's going to be fourth and goal from there. Tyler Parr on the tackle. Fourth and goal from the 2, 2.5, right in there. Their best weapon on these short yardage plays has been Rice out of the shotgun, and that's where he is right now. He's run off the right side every time. See if the defense makes an adjustment here. Rice takes the snap. He's going to run left. He's hit, and I think he's in. We'll see if they mark it or not. The Irrigan players say he's in. Officials are coming in to take a look. No signal yet. And no signal. He was down inside the 1 yard line. They're going to mark it about 6 inches from the goal line. No way to tell from here how good that call was. But when the officials got up there, obviously the ball had not crossed the plane that they could see. Ball is spotted about as close to the goal line as you can get. So it'll be interesting to see what Amity runs here. Nice turnover on downs for the Warriors. Write that down here so I remember that. You don't get those very often in that part of the field. Inside the 1 yard line, they get the turnover on downs. Great job. 5:05 to go. That was a 7-minute drive ending in no points. Hatch under center. Might just get a quarterback sneak here to get a couple yards. Hard count, and they drew the 5-yard penalty if it's against Irrigan, but Hatch came up, went with a hard count, and the anxious defensive lineman jumped, and it's going to be offsides against Irrigan, so it's a 5-yard penalty, and that gets the Warriors out of the shadow of their own end zone there a little bit, out to the 5-yard line. It'll be 1st and 5 now. That gives them a little breathing room. Nice job by Coach McGill or whoever else came up with that idea, and a great execution there by Clint Hatch to draw him off. Hatch now under center. Wing T formation gives a handoff to Wilson. Wilson off the right tackle. Picks up about enough for a first down across the 10-yard line. Should be right at about the first down marker. Let's see where they mark it. Well, they're going to mark it short. Say that it's 2nd and 1. Didn't get a very favorable spot there. I thought he fell across the 10. They mark it just short of the 10. 2nd and 1 for the Warriors. Boy, if they put together a long drive of their own, we're going to go through the third quarter on just 2 possessions here as the clock continues to run. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. There's the inside handoff to Wilson again. Plows ahead, gets first down, breaks another tackle, and gets out to the 20-yard line. Brandon Wilson with his best run of the night. Tackle by number 17, Adrian Roa, for the Knights of Irrigan. First down for the Warriors at the 20. This drive started inside their own 1 yard line. Clock running again as we come up on the 4-minute mark in the third quarter. 14-0 Warriors. Great defensive stand there on a 1st and goal situation. Hatch, handoff to the first man through. Got to see who that is here. Looks like that was Wilson again. Wilson picks up about another 5.5 yards. It's going to be 2nd and a little less than 5. Another running play for the Warriors, playing this very conservative and grinding this out. I know Coach McGill, he wouldn't mind leaving here with a 14-0 win if they could dominate the time of possession here in the second half. Hatch under center. Barrier in motion. He gets the handoff around the right side, breaks it up, picks up another 5 yards or so across the 30, and gets all the way out to, and they're going to say the ball's loose. Are they going to? And it is. The ball came loose and recovered by Irrigan. Barrier had the first down, it looked like, and then lost the ball right at the end of the run, trying to get an extra yard. Not sure who recovered that. Looks like it was number 17, Roa, on the recovery. And so Irrigan takes over with 3:20 to go in the third quarter from the 32-yard line of Amity. Already deep in Warrior territory. Rice under center now. Gives a quick handoff to Zacharias, trying to get outside. Drug down there. Let me see who that's by. Number 16, that's the man, Dylan Barber, with a huge play. Got penetration and chased down Zacharias from behind. Zacharias comes up a little gimpy on that. He's not going to come out of the game, though, I don't think. He comes up limping because he was drugged down. Not really hit squarely, but Barber chasing him down from behind, pulling him to the ground for a big loss. It's going to be second and about 16 for Irrigan. Rice, inside handoff to Zacharias. Again, oh, he's got room around this left side this time. Nobody going to catch him out there until Hatch wraps him up finally, and then the play gets finished off, but it's a huge first down run there down to the 14-yard line. It was Hatch and Richardson on the tackle. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. That was a huge run by Zacharias. Just came in, took the quick inside handoff, and took it off left tackle. And again, he's not a very big guy, and I don't think the Warriors ever saw him. Well-blocked play. Rice going to keep it himself, wrapped up in the backfield, taken down for a loss. And that is Hatch, Brian Hatch, with a sack there. Wrapping up and bringing down Rice for a loss of about 5 yards. It's going to be second and 15. So we come down on 2 minutes in the third. Clock just running like crazy here as both teams having success running the ball and keeping that clock running. We've had two changes of possession here in the third quarter, only one pass play, and it was complete. Rice drops back. There's ball's loose. It bounces right back up, and that was like a rugby bounce there. Australian rules football. I think that was Zacharias on the carry, and he lost that ball. It hit the turf, bounced right back up into his hands, and then he was swarmed on and brought down after about a 5-yard gain. No, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be about a 7-yard gain. So third down and about 8 yards to go. Tackle that time made by Dylan Barber. Rice working out of the pistol formation now. Two setbacks with him. He's going to roll out to his right side, looking downfield. He's going to keep it, I think, inside the 10, down to the 5. He's into the end zone. Rice with a touchdown run. Gets the Irrigan Knights on the board. It was a well-executed play by Rice as he kept looking to pass, and froze the defense long enough until he got to the line of scrimmage and then just kept it and took it in the rest of the way. So Irrigan on the board here, 1:07 to go in the third quarter. That was about a 12-yard run for Rice, if I see that correctly. They're going to go for the extra point. The kick is up and looks good. That's a kicker with some serious distance on that thing. So it is 14-7. Warriors with the lead, and they'll get the ball when we come back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, you hungry for some great barbecue? Love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Sounds like you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right, 1:07 to go here in the third quarter. Irrigan getting ready to kick off. Looks like Will Keane and Brian Hatch back deep for the Warriors, both of them stationed at about the 12-yard line. And the big guy, number 79, Gale, set to kick off. He is probably the biggest kicker in the state. Goes about, they got him listed at 240, but I'll tell you what, I stood next to the guy, and he's no 240. He's got to be a good 270. he is a large boy. So we'll see what kind of kick he delivers here. He comes up to the 40 and boots a short little onside kick, and they're going to say it was offsides against the kicking team. Gale kind of pulled up and tried to pooch kick that, and he had players that were across the 40-yard line before he kicked it, so that'll get moved back 5 yards. And it's an encroachment penalty there by the kicking team. Illegal procedure. They'll move him back 5 yards, and they'll try it from the 35-yard line. And that's fortuitous for the Warriors because they get an idea that there could be an onside kick coming here, huh? So some players adjust themselves a little bit. Keen and Hatch come up a little bit closer. Hatch now up to the 30-yard line. Keen back at the 20. Everybody else inside between the 40 and the 45 of Irrigan. They're going to try it again. And it's fielded cleanly by Eli Jackson. Catches that ball at the 48-yard line. And that's where they will get started here with a minute and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors now need to put a drive together. They've had a turnover on their last drive. It was going well, and ball popped loose, turned over, and that ended up resulting in a short drive and a touchdown for the Knights. And so the Warriors really now need to put together a good drive that ends up in points here. They've been able to move the ball up and down the field, but you got to put it in the end zone. Hatch under center, wing T formation, barrier in motion, handoff to, I think it's Streeter. I'll have to look and see here for sure. Could be Wilson. Oh, it's Streeter. Streeter takes it up. It's going to be just short of a first down, picks up about 9 yards right up the middle. In that wing T formation, barrier is the left up back, and Streeter is directly behind Hatch. And just took the straight-up handoff there as Barrier went in motion from left to right to try to get the defense moving and reacting to that a little bit. Second and one for the Warriors. Hatch going to be under center again. This time they're in the I formation. Streeter the first back, Barrier the deep back. They give it to Keen coming in motion. Keen gets out to the left side. He's got a first down and more. Good job by Will Keen to follow his blockers there. Streeter and Barrier leading the way around the left side. Keen gets it down inside the 40-yard line. The clock stops with about 16 seconds to go on the first down. Ball spotted at the 38 of Irrigan. Nice run there by Will Keen. Great blocking by the other two running backs. Richardson bringing the play in from the sideline. We're down to 10 seconds. I don't think we're going to get a playoff here. And so I think we're going to head to the fourth quarter before this ball can be snapped. Hatch looking over his shoulder at the clock, and he knows that's the case too. So 14-7 Warriors as we head to the final quarter of play. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back in just a minute with an exciting finish. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Warrior football, Hatch under center, first and 10. Start the fourth quarter. There's a handoff to Keen again. Same play. And he's got a room up the left side. Makes one guy miss. Now he's got the corner. He's still going down inside the 20 and taken down at about the 14-yard line. Will Keen with a 24-yard run off that left side. And once again, following his blockers, that was Streeter and Barrier out there leading the way. And those are a couple guys that aren't afraid to put their helmet on somebody and make some contact. And Will Keen reading his blocks well, not running too fast, waiting for the play to develop, and then making something happen. McNulty split out wide to the right. Keen in motion. We got a false start, I think. They're blowing this play dead. As Keen came in motion, I think they were going to run that same play again until it got stopped. And that's a McGill philosophy right there. False start on the Warriors. Going to back them up 5 yards. It's going to be first and 15 from the 20. Fourth quarter action. Warriors leading the Knights of Irrigan 14-7 from the Dalles, neutral site for these teams. I want to thank the Dalles Watauga High School for hosting this. Appreciate that. It's a nice facility here and brings back lots of memories for me. I grew up in this area, went to District 9 through 8th grade. Hatch under center. fakes the one handoff, then gives it a barrier, and he is hit for a loss in the backfield. That did not work at all. Too much penetration there from the defensive line. Had a couple of black shirts in the backfield. Specifically, number 33, Covarrubia, the running back, making a hit there, coming up from his linebacking position. So, second and looks like they lost a couple more, so I'm going to say it's second and 17 or so from about the 22-yard line. Hatch under center. Warriors need to get something positive going here in the next couple of plays. And they're going to go to Keen. See if he can follow his blockers. He does. He gets outside again. Finally hit down at about the 16-yard line. Picks up about, they're going to mark it about the 17, so a gain of about 5. Tackle made by Keith Fleming for Irrigan. So it's going to be third and 12. Gain of about 4 on the play, I guess, when they get it all said and done there. Ball marked at the 17-yard line. That one looked like Keane was going to be able to bounce it outside, and Fleming was able to dive in there and break that play up. Hatch under center. Four down territory here for the Warriors. Third and 12. Hatch hands it to Barrier. Barrier around the right side. Still going down inside the 10. Down to the 5. To the 4-yard line. Tyler Barrier just picking his way through traffic all the way down to the 4-yard line. That's going to be first and goal, I think. First and goal for the Warriors inside the 5. Tackle made finally by Adrian Roa. But the Warriors are in scoring position now with a first and goal. Great run by Tyler Barrier. Nothing fancy, nothing fast, just picking his way behind his blockers, working his way through traffic. Blockers doing a good job of putting a helmet on somebody and maintaining contact through the play. Hatch under center. Hands it to Streeter, or no, to Barrier. Barrier's into the end zone. Tyler Barrier with a touchdown. And the Warriors answer right back after Irrigan scores near the end of the third quarter. And Tyler Barrier with a 5-yard touchdown run to put the Warriors up 20-7. Nice job by Tyler following his blockers once again, getting running low, staying hidden behind that line, and then just picking his way through the blocks. Warriors line up to go for 2, up 14 right now. This would make it 16. If they can convert this, Hatch under center. And we've got a whistle. Blow this play dead. See what it is. Probably some sort of procedure or neutral zone infraction on the Warriors. They're going to say false start on the Warriors. Somebody flinched a little early. So they'll back it up to the 8-yard line. And they'll go for 2 from there. Warriors going for the 2-point conversion here. Got some change of personnel there. Number 45 into the game. That's Tristan Smith, a junior. He split out left. Barber and Barrier. Barrier out way out on the right. Barber in the right slot. Hatch is rolling that way. Throws it to the end zone. Oh, it's dropped. It was right there for, I think, Barber. And he slid to make the catch and just couldn't pull it in. All right. So, 10:04 to go in the game. It's Warriors 20, Irrigan 7. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football, coming to you live from the Dalles Wetonka High School football field on the west side of the Dalles. Warriors set to kick off, leading 20-7. 10:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Cade Silva, number 69, set to kick. He drives this one deep down to the 10-yard line, fielded there by looks like Covarrubia on that. And Covarrubia gets out across the 40-yard line before he's hit. He just took it straight back up the middle, brought down by number 88, Tommy Jackson, a junior. Jackson finally dragging him down, but a big return there out to the 40-yard line. So only a 20-yard net change of field position there on the kickoff from the 40 to the 40. See if the Warrior defense now can stiffen up a little bit. They didn't look very good on the last drive, and they've got to really watch Rice on those bootlegs. The quarterback keepers, things like that. He's executed those very well. Rice out of the pistol. He's going to keep this one. He's got about 3, 4, 5 yards out. Now he's got 8, still moving the pile. Picks up about almost 9 yards. It's going to bring up 2nd and short. And Rice just keeping it, following his blockers after the fake handoff, and just moving the pile. You know, the Warriors are going to have to get a little bit more aggressive there, get off their blocks and make that play. They're allowing themselves to get tied up. Rice is a solid athlete, 6 foot, 175 pounds, athletic kid, not super fast, but he's strong and he's smart, and he's just taking what the Warriors are giving him. Here's Rice now on the first back through, and that's going to be a first down, a gain of about 4 yards, across the 50 down to the 47-yard line. Tackle was made by Tyler Parr. Irrigan back up to the line. Rice under center, 2 setbacks behind him. He's going to keep this one. He rolls out to his left. He's a lefty quarterback. He's going to keep it. Turns it. No, he ends up throwing it, and it's completed. I think he got over the line of scrimmage, but there was nobody watching that. There's no replay on it. Boy, he was. If he wasn't over the line of scrimmage, he was one had one trailing foot behind it. But he completes the pass down to almost the 30-yard line. He spotted just about at the 30, first down there. It was a nice pass. I just thought he was going to get a flag thrown for being over the line of scrimmage. Rice with the inside handoff, and this is Zacharias. Zacharias up the left side and out of bounds. Forced out by Brian Hatch. Another big gain, though. Warriors defense looks like it's gotten tired. They're having a hard time getting penetration, and Irrigan's found a couple things to work. One is Rice on the quarterback keep, and the other is the inside handoff to Zacharias. And that time Zacharias picks up 15 yards, running that right to left inside handoff. Not really a fly sweep, kind of a little delayed handoff on it. And he's running it really effectively. He runs in traffic real well. Pistol formation. Rice is going to keep it. Nobody hits him near the line. He's got it on the right side, and he's going to take it all the way to the end zone, and he is in. 15-yard touchdown run for Rice. And Rice running out of that pistol, just able to read what the defense is doing and make it happen. It's now 20-13, and I'm assuming they're going to go for the kick again here. They did last time, made the PAT without any problem. So real quick scoring drive there for Irrigan. They couldn't do anything in the first half, but I don't know if it's just fatigue on the line, but Warriors not getting penetration now into the backfield. Extra point is up and no good. So that means it's still a 7-point game, 20-13. And the Warriors will get the kickoff here in just a moment. We will take a very quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. 8:48 to go in the game. Warriors leading Irrigan 20-13. This is a 14-0 lead at halftime. Irrigan scored twice. Warriors once here in the second half. And the last two scores by Irrigan have been very quick, and they've really relied on two plays primarily. One is the quarterback, Rice, keeping it out of the pistol and just reading the blocks. And the other one is the kind of inside handoff on to Zacharias as he comes from one side to the other. And that's really all they've done. And one pass, I think, in there that was completed, maybe two short ones, I guess. All right. Irrigan set to kick off. Back deep to receive, Hatch and Will Keene, but the ball is kicked out of bounds, and that's going to be a penalty. As you know, can't kick it out of bounds on the kickoff. So Warriors wisely let that bounce and go out of bounds, and now they will, I don't know if this gets spotted, the 35 or the 40, I don't remember. I think it's the 35-yard line, which is about where it went out of bounds anyway. We want to thank our sponsors for tonight's game. Besides the ads that you've heard on the radio, we've got some local sponsors. First Federal right there in Amity, Uncle Jack's, McMullen Electric, and Tim Harzwa with Country Insurance. I want to thank all of them for buying airtime during our game, supporting Warrior Athletics. If you're interested in doing that or you know somebody who is, have them get a hold of me at the district office or shoot me an email and we can get something set up. We can do live read-ins or we can record spots. We've got a little delay of game. I'm not sure why this is hard to figure out. I don't know if they're trying to figure out if a Warrior touched the ball and then it went out of bounds. I don't think they did, but I think that's what they're discussing right now. Because if a Warrior touched the ball and then it went out of bounds, the ball would there would be no penalty. The ball would just be Warrior football where it went out of bounds. If it didn't touch them, then there's a penalty on it for kicking the ball out of bounds. So let's see what he says here. It's going to be a procedure penalty against Amity. So now I'm confused. I'm not sure what this call is. And I'm sitting here with the athletic director from the Dallas Wetonka School District, and he doesn't know what the call is either. And now, I don't know what this is. They're going to kick it again, I think. It's going to be a re-kick from the 35. Said there was a five-yard penalty. No, from the 35? They've pointed at Amity both times, but they're sending the kicking unit back out to re-kick. So I'm still trying. We're still trying to figure out exactly what happened here. They're going to kick from the 45-yard line? That's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty? Is that what they're calling out there? I mean, that's this, right? That's unsportsmanlike conduct they called against Amity. On the kickoff, I have absolutely no idea what the call was. Well, if he forced it out of bounds, I would think if the player just knocked it out of bounds, that's not unsportsmanlike. It's just Amity ball at that spot. So now they're kicking off. Irrigan's kicking off from the 45 of Amity. It's a great time for an onside kick, which they do, and it is picked up by Brandon Wilson, and then he's piled up at the 25-yard line. Nice job. Good hands by Brandon Wilson to grab that ball off the bounce. All right. After all of that, I don't know that I've ever seen an unsportsmanlike penalty on a kickoff on the receiving team and have that a re-kick from the 45 of the receiving team. That's but it's a great place to go for that onside kick, which they did unsuccessfully. Warrior football, 8:43 to go in the fourth quarter, nursing this seven-point lead. The Warriors take over at their own 25-yard line. Clint Hatch under center. I formation, Keen on the right side. It's a handoff to, looks like, Brian Hatch, and Hatch makes a couple guys miss, gets out across the 30, going to pick up about 5 yards before he stopped. Ball security right now, very, very important for the Warriors. They've had a couple of fumble turnovers in this game. Had one by Barrier, and I don't remember who the other one was, but they've lost a couple of fumbles this game, and right now what they need to do is put together a long drive, preferably that ends in points, but whatever they do, they've got to take care of that football. Hatch under center, second and four. Keen in motion, takes the handoff. Keen trying to get around left side. He's tripped up in the backfield. That was a great play by number 10, Fleming. He got into the backfield, got a hand on an ankle of Keen and was able to trip him up for a loss of about 3 yards. Third and seven now for the Warriors. And I think Keen had some running room there around the left side, so Fleming really making a great play for the Knights to be able to stifle that. Third and seven, 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth. Hatch under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He rolls out to his right. Nobody open. He's going to throw the ball down the right side. It's a little too far, just beyond Brian Hatch's reach. Ball falls incomplete at the 30-yard line of Irrigan, and so it's going to be fourth and seven, and I'm guessing the Warriors are going to punt this. Punt team coming on, and so while there was no turnover, there was also not a long drive, and with the way that Irrigan has been able to really run the ball right at the Warriors here in the second half, that was not the kind of drive Coach McGill wanted after giving up a score. So Clint Hatch is the punter. He's ready. for the snap. There's the snap. Moves him a little bit to his left. He gets it and gets off a nice kick. It's going to be fielded right at the 40. It's fumbled. Ball's on the ground and covered by Amity. What a play. The ball bounced right off the pads of the returner, and the two guys gunning got right on it. Number 25, Seth Valencia, comes up with the turnover. Great job by Valencia. I saw Brian Hatch there and somebody else just flying down the field, and the returner just had it bounce off of his pads as he came up to try to field that in the air. He let it get in on him. It popped loose, and the Warriors were right on it. They take over at the 45-yard line of Irrigan, and that might have been the break they needed. Now let's see if they can ride that momentum. And, oh, it's going to be at the 41-yard line. It's where they spot the ball. See if they can ride that momentum now to some first downs. Run some clock here. I formation. Keenan motion. Ball on the ground. Hatch picks it up, and he's going to get a few yards going forward. That play was busted right from the beginning as Hatch put the ball on the ground, was able to pick it back up and gain about 5 yards. Second and five as we come under 7 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Heady play there by Clint Hatch to make sure he didn't just fall on the ball. He realized he had time to pick that up and then get some forward progress out of it. And all the motion in the backfield was going to the left side because I think it was supposed to be a handoff to Will Keene. And so the blockers were pushing that way, and the defense was starting to pursue towards that left side, and Hatch got 5 yards out of it. Hatch now hands off to Barrier. Barrier picking his way around the right side. He's got a first down and more. Bounces off a blocker and gets down to the 25-yard line. Tyler Barrier finally brought down by number 21, Vera. But what a great run. By number 70 was in on that tackle. Also, Colby Crew. But what a great run by Tyler Barrier around the right side, keeping the chains moving down to the 25-yard line. Tyler Barrier's had a number of very nice runs. Two hands on that ball, keeping it covered up all the way, running low to the ground and just picking his way through traffic there, making sure he gets positive yardage. I formation, Keen in motion. Keen takes a handoff around the left side. Barrier gets a block out there and springs Keen. Keen around the left side, finally forced out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Tyler Barrier laying some wood on somebody out there on the left side. Just drilled an Irrigan player, and Keen immediately popped off of that block and picked up another 10 yards. He's going to be forced out of bounds at the 12-yard line. First down and 10 to go from the 12. Great run by Will Keen following that Tyler Barrier block. And I'll tell you what, as well as Barrier's played, that was a highlight block right there. He just laid into that defensive back coming out there to try to make the tackle on Keen. I formation. Keen in motion, hand it to him again. He gets outside. Another great block by Barrier, and Keen gets down to the end zone, and he's in! Will Keen with the touchdown run around the left side, and once again, Tyler Barrier doing the dirty work, lead blocking on that. Tyler limping a little bit. He took a pretty good shot, but Tyler Barrier just absolutely de-cleaning the defensive player. I'll tell you what, two highlight blocks in a row for Barrier, who's a little shaken up on the sideline. But he came out there full speed and just drilled the first guy on the spot. Keen was able to bounce right off of that block and get himself all the way to the pylon. 6 minutes to go in the game. Warriors line up to go for two. Will Keen there with an 11-yard touchdown run for the fourth touchdown of the day for the Warriors. Hatch rolls out to the left side, and it is should be an incomplete pass as he was hit as he was trying to throw. 26-13 Warriors with now a 13-point lead as we come into the second half of the fourth quarter. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football, coming to you live from the Dalles, Oregon, where the Warriors are playing the Irrigan Knights in this non-league neutral site affair. 5:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors just scored to make this a 26-13 game. Will Keen with an 11-yard touchdown run. And now let's see if the Warriors can get a stop here and cap this game off with a nice defensive effort. So kick from the 40. Little pooch kick down to about the 35-yard line, and then it falls out of bounds there off the hands of an Aragon receiver. And so Aragon will take over at about their own 34-yard line. So no damage done on the return there. Warriors capitalizing that last drive on a turnover on the punt when the punt returner for Aragon let that ball get in on his pads. Ball popped loose and was recovered by Seth Valencia. And the Warriors took it over from there with some great runs by Will Keen and Tyler Barrier. See if the Warriors can get some sort of answer for Rice here. Rice under center. Fakes the handoff. Lopsack, they got some pressure on him, and he's sacked and brought down for a big loss. Looking to see what the number is there. I think that's Brian Hatch or Brandon. Well, it's Brandon Wilson with the sack. Wilson coming from the linebacking position with a huge hit, wrapped him up and threw Rice down in the backfield. And Rice a little shaken up coming out of the game. He brought himself out. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with his helmet. That seems to be pointing at it or something. But, boy, he got hit, taken down, wrapped up, and taken down really, really well there by Brandon Wilson. Now we got a timeout. I don't think Coach Scheller wants to go without his quarterback there, so he's going to take a timeout. We're going to take one also. 5:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading the Knights of Aragon 26-13. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Coming up on the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, Warriors up by a couple of scores, up by 13. Just got bad news there from the guy sitting in the booth next to me. My Angels are losing 10-4 to the Mariners. That was a 4-1 game after one inning. And I'm not really sure what happened after that. Mike Trout went deep in the first inning, and then it's been all downhill since then. All right, we're back and ready to go. Rice under center. 8-yard loss on that sack. There's the inside handoff. That's Zacharias trying to get outside. This time the Warriors swarm him and take him down at about the 27-yard line. Lots of white jerseys swarming to that football this time. Tackle made by Peyton Richardson. There were about five or six white jerseys flying to that football. That play they've seen a few times. It's hurt them a number of times here in the second half. That time they sniffed it out and held Zacharias to a short gain. Third down and 17, and we've got a whistle blowing this play dead, which is good for Rice because Brandon Wilson was in the backfield again. And so we'll see if that's because Brandon got a quick start on it or if there was some movement that blew this play dead. Let's see what the call is here. Now, if it's going to be against Amity, but I didn't see what the hand signal was there. Just saw that it's a penalty against Amity, so maybe Brandon had an unimpeded path to the quarterback there, and that's why they blew it dead because he was getting there pretty quick. 4:41 to go in the fourth quarter. That's going to make it third and 12, maybe third and 13, I guess, after they get it all spotted. Ball is at the 32-yard line of Aragon. Shotgun formation. Rice drops back, looking to pass. Got some pressure coming at him. Trying to throw, finally gets rid of it. Ball skipped. That was incomplete, I think. I thought that hit the ground, and they called it a completed pass. Ball looked like it bounced in. I'm not sure the official was watching what he should have been watching there. They're going to say that's a completed pass and a first down, but I'll bet you if you watch a replay of that, that ball skipped coming into the receiver as he dove and tried to catch a low pass. Doesn't really matter what I think up here, though. Doesn't even matter what the film says. It's first and 10. Inside handoff, Zacharias got a little bit of room and picks up about 3 yards up to the 48-yard line, and Zacharias slow to get up, grabbing, I don't know if he got a knee twisted in there, but his teammates are pretty quick to take a knee. He is in quite a bit of pain out there, and he's not moving that right leg very well, and so I'm thinking maybe he got a twisted knee on the bottom of that pile. We're going to take a quick commercial break while the physical therapist takes a look at him out there, the athletic trainer, I guess. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. 4:16 to go in the game. Warriors up 26-13. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Zacharias being helped off the field. I think he's got a right knee injury, and he was in quite a bit of pain immediately. He got kind of twisted up in the pile as he went down. Hard to say exactly what the extent is of the injury, but definitely a lower extremity, probably right knee there. All right, so it is second down and about six to go from the 49-yard line for Irrigan. So they get their replacements into the game here, and they're still having personnel issues, trying to figure out who should be in the game, who shouldn't be in the game. All I know is Zacharias won't be back in the game tonight. He's in quite a bit of pain on the sideline. Feel sorry for that young man. Hopefully it's nothing serious, and he's going to get to play some more this year. Rice under center. Gives the inside handoff to Fleming. Fleming brought down by Tyler Parr and number 25, Seth Valencia, in on that also. It's going to be a gain of about three, third and a long two, almost 3 yards. Clock continuing to run, 3:50 to go here in the game. See if Rice works out of the pistol here. Looks like he will. Pistol's just kind of a mod of, nope, he's going to go back into the shotgun. This will be a pass play. Drops back, rolls out to his right. Lots of Warriors in the backfield. Throws a shovel pass, and it's complete to Covarrubia. Nice shovel pass there. Tyler Parr with the tackle. But they had four white jerseys in the backfield. Rice got away just long enough to make that little shovel pass. The left hand threw the ball about 6 or 7 yards that way through the air, and Covarrubia grabbed it and converted. Got it really close to the first down. I think they're going to give it to him. They're going to look at it here. Yeah, they're bringing the chains out. I think he got a first down. It's right on the 45-yard line, the nose of the ball right in the middle of the stripe. So we'll see. You'd think that'd be an easy one to figure out. And when they mark it, oh, maybe that's why. They're going to say he is about an inch short of that first down. So it's going to be third and an inch. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Tell you, Rice has played a much, much better second half for Irrigan than he did in the first half. First half, he really had a hard time getting anything positive going, and they've called some plays that have really, really emphasized his strengths. Rice under center, gets the handoff to, looks like Covarrubia, and he's got enough for the first down. Across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. First and 10 there for the Knights. Warriors defense trying to stiffen a little bit. That was Johnny Mather on the tackle. Coming up on the 3-minute mark here in the fourth. Two-score game. Rice looking to make the pass, draws back. He's going to get hit. He throws it. Incomplete. And that should be intentional grounding because there was no receiver in the area. There were three white shirts, and he threw it at the feet of Tyler Barrier. And I'm not sure what the high school rule is on intentional grounding, but there was no receiver within 10 yards of that ball. He threw that to avoid the sack, which is what the intentional grounding rule is all about. But, you know, sometimes you watch professional college football and they have one set of rules. I'm not sure what the high school rule is on that. It got past the line of scrimmage, I know that. Rice out of the shotgun, drops back. The lefty rolls out to his left. He's got some pressure coming. He throws it. Finally, it's released. A nice pass, and it's complete to number 17. That's Roa, the 5'9 junior receiver. Roa makes a nice sliding catch. Good pass by Rice. That's enough for a first down. That was Peyton Richardson on the coverage there. But that play went a long time as Rice was able to avoid the rush and then buy time rolling out to his left. And there's only so long a defensive back's going to be able to give you good coverage when the quarterback can buy 3 or 4 seconds like that. Nice play by Rice, keeping this drive alive. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Rice rolling back out to his left, throws again. This one incomplete. Richardson on the coverage again. Looks like it was intended for maybe Austin Rice, 6-foot senior. But the ball was thrown kind of behind him and out of bounds on the left side. So second and 10 from the 26-yard line. Warriors defense trying to hold on here. Rice working out of the shotgun. Drops back. Throws. Picked off! Tyler Barrier with the interception down the left side. He's got some room to run and finally is drugged down at the 40-yard line. Tyler Barrier read that one all the way from the linebacker position. Jumped in front of that route, picked it off, and that ought to seal the deal for the Warriors tonight. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Warriors generate the turnover on the interception. Second interception of the night for the Warriors. Peyton Richardson had one in the first quarter, and now Tyler Barrier getting on the interception train with his own and getting that ball back out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Change of possession. Warriors have it now. And get a chance to maybe run this clock out here in just a handful of plays. All they need is a couple of first downs. In a two-possession game, I don't think the Aragon coach will be using any timeouts. Hatch under center. Hand off to Barrier. He's drugged down to the backfield. Loss of two. It's going to be second and 12. Nice play by number 10, Fleming, coming around from linebacker position, getting some penetration and getting Barrier from behind there. Fleming's actually played a real nice game from the linebacker position for them. He's been very, very active in the backfield a lot. Hatch under center. Coming up on the two-minute mark now. One first down would do it. There's the inside handoff. I think it was Brandon Wilson, and he stuffed right about the line of scrimmage. Maybe a one-yard gain, get it back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and 10. Number 80 on the tackle there for the Knights. That's Chris, not sure how to say his last name, DeLiora. Warriors running the clock down under a minute and a half now. 26-13 is going to be a nice way to start the season for the Warriors. So even though it's a neutral field, you're going on the road to win, which is always good. Hatch hangs on to it, turns it upfield. He's got about 6 yards before he's brought down there. He leaps across the 45, and that'll bring us down inside of a minute. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Aragon. Minute 5 to go here in the fourth quarter. So we're going to take a quick timeout also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to wrap this game up. A minute 5 to go. Warriors leading 26-13. Welcome back. This is Jeff Clark bringing you Amity Warrior Football from the Dalles, Oregon, where your Warriors are about to get their first win of the season in their first game against the Aragon Knights. Up 13 points, 26-13 with a minute 5 to go. Clint Hatch going to punt. Clint's had a couple of real nice punts tonight. The little breeze we had earlier has died down. Hatch, no rush on him, gets off a nice booming kick, drives the returner back to the 15. He gets it there, and he is drugged down by 54. That is Trevor Hall. Nice coverage there. Brian Hatch flying down there and a couple other people. Nice coverage on the punts all night long. Clint hangs them nice and high and gives his guys lots of time to get down there. And so I think that's going to be a strength all year of this special teams. It's going to be able to pin teams back and really put a lot of pressure on those returners to decide whether or not to call a fair catch. So Aragon comes out for a chance to try to put a quick drive together. Last time they had the ball, Tyler Barrier got the interception. 55 seconds to go. Starting from their own 25-yard line. Getting the switch of the football here. These officials are a little slow on their football switches. They've been taking about 5 times as long as they should each time. That time, a couple of bad throws and the ball's on the ground, and I mean, they're just getting the ball switched out finally now. So they've got to work on their efficiency, too, here as the season goes on. Rice under center. It's a handoff to Fleming. Fleming out across the 30 and wrapped up and brought down by Wes Streeter there about the 32-yard line. Gain of 7. Be second and 3. 40 seconds to go here in the game. Well, this has just been a great night for the Warriors. A lot of young players in starting roles that they haven't been in before. And just an absolutely well-played game. They had a little tough spot here at the beginning of the second half, stopping the Knights' running game. But then they've stiffened here in the fourth quarter and done a much better job. Rice drops back. He's under pressure, trying to throw downfield. He's going to be forced out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. Lost a yard on the play. Good hustle there by number 25, Seth Valencia. And 42, that's Jordan Dyke, forcing the quarterback out of bounds that time. Good hustle there by those young guys. A lot of sophomores on this field for the Warriors. Played a lot of minutes this game and have done a great job. Also some freshmen getting some playing time. And of course, some other juniors and seniors really filling in spots where they haven't been counted on before and really stepping up and playing well. Rice under center, 12 seconds to go. There's the handoff, and there's a good stick there by, looks like, not sure who made that hit. Oh, yeah, I do. That is Dylan Barber with the hit. Came up, popped the pads pretty good, and that takes us down to, that was a first down, a gain of about 4 yards, and so we'll have one more play here if they hurry. There's 6 seconds to go. The clock will wind as soon as they set the ball, and that's going to do it. They're not even going to try to get a play off. So, final score here from the Dalles. Amity 26, Irrigan 13. Warriors were led by Wes Streeter with a couple of touchdowns, one from 8 yards out, another one from 5 yards out in the first half. And then in the second half, Tyler Barrier with a 5-yard run and Will Keane wrapping things up with an 11-yard run. And so those are the four touchdowns. Had 1 2-point conversion that was good. Hatch to Barber. And Warriors turned the ball over a couple of times and were able to generate a couple of turnovers. One on a punt return fumble, a couple of interceptions, and a fumble. 4 turnovers that the Warriors forced tonight and only had a couple of their own. So thanks for listening tonight. This is the first game of the season, and we hope that you'll tune in each and every week to listen to Warrior football and continue to support Warrior Athletics and all that you do. I want to thank our sponsors tonight for their support. First Federal, McMullen Electric, Uncle Jack's, and Tim Harshman with Country Insurance, our local sponsors from Amity there, as well as the other sponsors that KLYC has doing commercials during our games. I want to thank you all for listening. Tune in again next week. And look forward to a great season of Warrior football. Kids played hard tonight, played well, executed pretty well overall, and they're going to feel good about this trip home. Again, thanks for joining us. Have a great night, and it's another great day to be a Warrior.